Chapter 45. As Jesse paid for his sandwich, Daisy nodded toward the back of the house. He understood. When he left the restaurant, he went through the alley and around to the back door. Daisy was waiting for him there. "What's up, Daisy?"
"The kid is great, and I don't want to lose him."
"But?"
She pointed over her shoulder with her thumb. "But I really can't have him living back here, if we're going to be this busy. This ain't normal busy. This is crazy busy. And I hate to say it, Jesse, but as long as this thing's a story, I
got it, Daisy. Can you get through one more night?" She gave him a half smile and winked.
"For you, handsome, sure thing."
"Thanks. Anything I can do for you?"
"Talk up my many virtues to Mayor Hottie."
Smiling, he turned and walked away. Finding Cole Slayton a place to sack out wasn't exactly at the top of his priority list, but he remembered that old Chinese proverb about how when you rescue someone, that person becomes your responsibility. He hadn't rescued Cole per se. Still, he felt responsible for him and felt a responsibility to Daisy. She'd given Cole a job on Jesse's say-so, and now, with her being so busy, she needed the kid. Back at the station, Jesse seemed to be looking at his half-eaten BLT. He was still hungry, just not for food. He was daydreaming, lost in the memory of James Earl Vanderkamp patting his pocket and seeing the outline of the hip flask. That morphed into a vision of a tall glass of Johnny Walker Black with a splash of soda and a squeeze of lime. He could almost see the bubbles rushing to the surface, smell the tang of the lime in the air, hear the tinkling of the ice cubes against the glass, taste the magic on his finger after he stirred. He remembered how it felt going down, the liquid cold from the ice, but spreading warmth at the back of his throat, then in his belly, and then... "Is this how it's always going to be?" he wondered. "Am I always going to want to drink so bad?" He remembered all of those sessions with Dix, the ones when he had talked about all the lies and rationalizations he'd come up with over the years. "It's stress. It's boredom. It's depression. It's work. It's the pain in my shoulder. It's the job. It's Jen. It's to relax. It's to get ready." They didn't feel like lies when he spoke them. They all seemed real and true. But what it really felt like was love.